Further practice. 1. Gap fill.
Aftershocks are a part of an earthquake sequence. They occur after a large earthquake in the same area as the main shock, but are of a smaller magnitude. The period following the main shock in which aftershocks can occur is variable. They may continue for weeks, months, or even years after the main event. In general, the larger the main shock, the larger and more numerous the aftershocks, and the longer they will continue. Aftershocks follow a pattern modeled on Omori's law, named after the Japanese seismologist Fusakichi Omori. This law states that the probability of aftershocks decreases rapidly with time. However, when aftershocks do occur, they are dangerous for three reasons. They are unpredictable, they can be large, and they strike in an area with buildings already weakened by the main shock. Aftershocks are a part of an earthquake sequence. They happen after a large earthquake in the same area as the main shock, but are of a smaller magnitude. The time following the main shock in which aftershocks can occur is variable. They may continue for weeks, months, or even years after the main event. Generally, the larger the main shock, the larger and more numerous the aftershocks, and the longer they will continue. Aftershocks follow a pattern modeled on Omori's law, named after the Japanese seismologist Fusakichi Omori. This law states that the probability of aftershocks decreases quickly with time. However, when aftershocks do occur, they are dangerous for three reasons. They cannot be predicted, they can be large, and they strike in an area with buildings already weakened by the main shock.